Well, hello and good morning. My name is Jocelyn Nickerson. I'm the Nebraska State Director for the Humane Society of the United States. Thank you so much for coming. We've got a great press conference set up for you. And I'm a third generation Nebraska. I live in Omaha. I've studied all my life in Nebraska and have connections to, both farming and companion animals. If you have any questions for me, we can answer. I can answer those later. But we're going to start off with Kevin. With Kevin Fulton. Many of you know him. He's from Litchfield, Nebraska, and Fulton Farms, organic and sustainable, and humanely raised products out there. We'll start with him, and I will turn it over.
Eleven months ago, I invited Wayne Pacelli to Nebraska to visit my farm. And at my suggestion, we had a town hall meeting right here in Lincoln in an attempt to bring farmers, ranchers, and leaders in the ag community together to discuss animal welfare issues. Some of you have suggested that was somewhat of a bold move on my part. You might have even questioned why I would do that. I think it's important that you understand that I'm simply a farmer providing a voice for millions of farm animals in this state that cannot speak for themselves, but yet they have an important message that needs to be heard. I had visions that this would lead, the town hall meeting would lead to further collaboration between HSUS and livestock producers. And today, I'm excited to tell you that we've been successful. Since that time of the town hall meeting, we've been holding meetings, engaging in continued dialogue with organizations and leaders from the agricultural sector from around the state, putting our heads together and trying to figure out how we can best move into the 21st century regarding farm animal welfare reform. And I believe this is just the beginning of what will be continued efforts to move in a positive direction. I'm really proud to be a Nebraska farmer. You know, farming and ranching goes back as far as we can trace in my family, as many generations back as we can trace. My grandparents immigrated to this country 110 years ago to continue the farming tradition. My father was a veterinarian and also a farmer, and he instilled in me the importance of being a good steward of the environment, and most importantly, he taught me how to properly care for livestock. And that's an obligation that I take very serious. And now I'm passing that same philosophy down to my children and hope that they will carry on the family heritage. You know, one of the things that I've come to realize is that we need to listen to the consumer. We need to be sensitive to their concerns, and we need to embrace their demands. We need to become more transparent, and as farmers, we need to hold ourselves more accountable for the practices we employ in our operations. And we need to look and ask ourselves, how might what we're doing affect the environment? How might it affect our neighbors and the food that we produce for you? And also the welfare of the animals that are in our care. Now here at Fulton Farms, we've hosted people from all over the world, individuals and groups. And we take great pride in explaining to people how we raise the food that they eat, and showcasing how we humanely raise multi-species of livestock that we have integrated into our sustainable farming model. And I've also had an active leadership role in a number of organizations around Nebraska, mostly ag-related. And as an active member of the Humane Society of the United States, I can tell you that we have much common ground when it comes to the concerns and the welfare of the animals. And I can assure you that this is a positive step in the right direction to work together in addressing those concerns and finding solutions. I'm very pleased that there are others in the ag community that agree with me on that, and they wished also to become part of the solution. You know, our announcement today centers around helping family farmers produce and market humanely raised products to meet the demands of the consumer, and the people in Nebraska deserve that option. But most importantly, let's remember that this is about the animals. We have millions millions of farm animals right here in Nebraska that are held captive in environments and extreme confinement systems that are cruel and inhumane, and they certainly deserve something better. Lastly, I'd like to urge consumers to educate themselves and become aware of the fact that they hold the key to improving the lives of animals used in food production. Based on their purchases, I hope they will make wise choices and connect with farmers they know and trust and ones that raise livestock humanely.
Thank you, Kevin. Next up will be John Hansen, president of the Nebraska Farmers Union.
Good morning, everyone. You've got my bio, but I do want to point out that I am a sixth generation family farmer and rancher from Numa Grove, Nebraska. And I come from a diversified farming operation. We had a very substantial cow-calf operation, a purebred Charolais operation, a farrow to finish operation, was in the horse business, and also raised poultry. So good morning. Thank you for coming to what we believe represents an historic announcement. As a result of our organization's nearly year-long discussions and negotiations with Wayne Pacelli, Joe Maxwell, Kevin Fulton, and Jocelyn Nickerson, we are pleased to announce three very significant and positive accomplishments. First, our two organizations have agreed that the focus of HSUS's efforts in Nebraska relative to livestock production will be to work with Nebraska Farmers Union to utilize the marketing expertise in both organizations to develop new value-added and premium-based marketing opportunities for livestock produced using mutually developed and certified animal husbandry practices. In the months ahead, we will be focusing on the nuts and bolts details of standards, certification, new marketing opportunities, and premiums. This is consistent with our view that good things happen when the distance between food growers and food consumers is reduced. Second, as a result of our joint discussions, HSUS has agreed to not pursue state initiatives and ballot issues in our state. This alternative approach allows both our organizations to use our financial and time resources to focus on working together in a positive manner to the benefit of the families that grow our livestock and consume our livestock. From the beginning, when we saw the confrontation storm clouds gathering over a potentially expensive, divisive, and bruising state initiative battle, we thought honest discussions should be tried first to see if there was room for compromise. As it turned out, after many bumps and turns, there was room for what we believe to be a win-win approach for both parties. Third, forming the Nebraska Agriculture Council of the Humane Society of the United States allows us the opportunity to have a council made up of Nebraska livestock producers and food consumers so they can gather information and perspectives from livestock organizations and organizations that represent farmers and ranchers and rural communities that can be used to help provide insight and recommendations to HSUS. We believe that advice and counsel will benefit all parties involved. The council can also be used as a way to air differences and concerns that we know exist. Lastly, these negotiations, while risky for both parties, represents the benefits of honest discussions and negotiation. I want to thank the folks who had the courage to take those risks in order to create a better path forward. I want to thank Kevin Fulton for having the courage to invite Wayne Pacelli to Nebraska a year ago in hopes of initiating a dialogue. I don't care how many frying pans he can bend with his bare hands, that took courage. I thank him for inviting me and Nebraska Farmers Union to the table to see if discussions might work. I also want to thank Wayne Pacelli, Joe Maxwell, and Jocelyn Nickerson of HSUS for having the courage to move their organization forward in a more positive direction. I want to thank my board of directors for having the courage to support the ongoing discussions and dialogue this past year. This issue put Nebraska Farmers Union's longstanding commitment to civil dialogue and cooperative principles to the test. As we knew that the collision path our two organizations were on was not likely to be in the best interest of our farm and ranch families, so we knew that if we did not like the future that we were facing, and most of us in the ag community knew that this was going to be a very difficult issue at best, that we were under obligation to take risks and work hard to change it. Will this new, innovative, collaborative approach work? We won't know for sure until we give it our best effort. We know that while our organizations have agreed to work together in this project, we also realize there will continue to be issues on which we do not agree. Successful collaborations allow diverse partners to work together on those areas and issues on which they do agree, while setting aside those areas or issues on which they do not. So far, the fact that our negotiations have averted a statewide ballot issue and initiative represents, we think, a good faith beginning to what we hope to be a long-term partnership that works to the mutual advantage of Nebraska livestock producers and Nebraskans in general. Thank you, and I'll be glad to answer questions when we're done.
Our last speaker will be Joe Maxwell, Director of Rural Development for the Humane Society of the United States.
Thank you very much. As those that have come before me this morning, I too want to celebrate the fact that I can't compete with John, but I am a fourth generation family farmer from Missouri. So it is good to be here in Nebraska, and want to thank everyone for attending today. I am the Director for Rural Development Outreach for the Humane Society of the United States. I'm also a hog farmer from Missouri, and currently my farm markets Global Animal Partnership, or GAP, certified pigs into markets not unlike the one we're here at today. And we want to thank Sherry and everyone else here at the Open Harvest Cooperative Grocery for allowing us to come here today for this conference, as well as to better understand what's going on within the marketplace here in Nebraska. As a farmer, I also want to thank them for allowing the producers to have access to a market. Consumers across the way, I think there's 3,500 members is what I understand here, and that this gives them access to a healthy, safe, locally raised product that also has a conscience about how that product is raised. It is important to understand that the Humane Society of the United States supports family farmers and ranchers for those who are good stewards of their animals and of their land. It is my belief that God created this planet, and He created all of its creatures, and then He created man to be its stewards, that it's our responsibility to care for the land and to care for the animals. This is truly a historic moment in Nebraska. After listening to our Nebraska members here, we have over 51,000 supporters and members as the Humane Society of the United States in Nebraska, and listening to our state director, Jocelyn Nickerson, after she came on board to work here. The Humane Society of the United States has been looking for leadership within the agriculture community of Nebraska. After some unwarranted actions by others, John Hansen and the Nebraska Farmers Union have stepped forward to sit down at the table and see what can be done in regards to identifying producers, either those who are currently using more humane practices, or those who wish to do so, locating them and aggregating their products, and finding ways to open additional markets so that they can have a sustainable family farm. I want to thank Martin Kleinschmidt, who's here today, for being willing to serve on the Ag Council as the Farmer Union representative, and for his past leadership on sustainable agricultural issues. I also want to thank Kevin Fulton, Doug Dittman, and Jim Knopik for agreeing to serve as the organizing members of the newly formed Agriculture Council. This is the first of its kind in the country. Another historic point for conversation. Over the next several weeks and months ahead, we will work together to finalize the formation of the council, work to provide information about best practices and market opportunity for Nebraska's family farmers, and develop a plan to make a difference for Nebraska's farmers and for their livestock. Thank you very much for attending.
Thank you, Joe. So we'll just take a few minutes for some questions, if you have any. Anyone?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to ask John a question, if I may. As you're aware, John, there is another organization that has been formed here recently that includes the Farm Bureau, the Nebraska Cattlemen, and others that is seeing this differently than you do. And I want to ask you if you're concerned at all that this is going to distance your organization from other major agricultural organizations in our state, that will have a polarizing effect of that kind.
Well, thank you for the question, Art, and it was one of the questions that I asked, really, when those organizations opposed our efforts to put a statutory replacement to Initiative 300 back on the books, and those folks chose to ignore the will of Nebraska voters and a lot of their members, and had gone out of their way to say for years that the problem with Initiative 300 was that it was in the Constitution and was not flexible. So when it came time for them to stand up and find a statutory replacement for the corporate farming restrictions that we had in our state, they certainly went their own way. And we looked at this particular issue and said that the rate at which the rhetoric was being heated up and the rate at which players were being put in corners, that they were increasing the likelihood that there was eventually going to be a confrontation and a statewide initiative ballot issue rather than reducing it. And so we chose to do the same thing on this issue that Governor Heineman has done on the pipeline issue, as well as Speaker Flood and other senators. And that is to sit down and talk to TransCanada and visit with them and find out whether or not there's any room for compromise. And so that was the same course that we chose on this issue. And as we began the discussions, there was enough common ground that we could find a way forward. There was a lot of give and take. And we think that if the ultimate goal was to help set aside a bruising and really divisive and we think non-productive state ballot issue, that success has been achieved by our efforts through discussion and negotiation.
Does this mean, for example, from the Farmers Union perspective, that you're signed on to no gestation crates for Great South?
No. What we think this means is that we're going to look at those kinds of things that standards that apply to humanely produced to see whether or not those folks who want to voluntarily participate in that kind of program, just like all other differentiated marketing programs, to see whether or not there's enough pull-through demand on the other side with consumers who care about those things to create a premium in the market to make it economically beneficial for folks to participate. It's not dissimilar to our efforts relative to organic beef, grass-fed beef, animals without antibiotics, and all other kinds of differentiated products. And so we're not intending to set standards that everyone has to follow. We're going to work together on a marketing effort to see whether or not we can create a premium in the market that rewards that particular kind of activity. And from our perspective, we're going to be focusing on the nuts and bolts of market development.
Question for Joe or Johnson or both. John made the comments, HSUS has agreed not to pursue a ballot initiative in Nebraska. The news release is not quite that definite. Does this mean absolutely not? no ballot initiative going forward?
We believe that the last resort is always going to the ballot. Wayne's statement in the press release clarifies he agrees with John that those are very divisive and costly and expensive procedures. We do believe that we will have success doing this and then therefore avoid having a ballot initiative. As John also said in his statement, do we know this will work? No, but we know one thing, not having dialogue, not sitting down at the table, not having discussions about how we go forward will only result in those type of divisive actions. So therefore, today's a day about making our plowshares into weapons, but leave them in the ground and keep plowing forward to find solutions for agriculture in Nebraska.